Thank you very much, Excellency the President of the Council, for giving us the a chance to respond. Let me first of all appreciate those who have shown understanding of the position of the government of South Sudan and those who are urging that the international community should emphasize supporting the government of South Sudan and its efforts to combat human rights violations, abuses, and so on. We also take note of those who have expressed concerns about the implementation of the agreement and also the level of human rights situation. However, I would like to state here that the government of South Sudan is committed to implement the provisions of the agreement leading to the holding of elections in December 2024. The government of South Sudan remains committed to protection and promotion of human rights in South Sudan, not just for the purposes because it's connected to the implementation of the agreement, but because that's what the duty of a government dictates, and also for the interests of the people of South Sudan beyond the transitional period. South Sudan remains committed to engage with the regional and international bodies on issues of human rights and also other issues that require stability and peace in the country. I would like to say that the concerns about impunity, the severity, and the graveness of human rights situation in the country, in fact, these are reinforced by the reports that the Commission has been giving the UN bodies, in the sense that these reports are generic since and have been generic since 2013 and continue to paint the same picture of human rights situation in South Sudan. The reports to us are based on facts that have not been verified by the government. The reports also seek to extend and expand the role of the Commission where the lines between their human rights mandate and the supervision of the government in the other political requirements of its mandate are so blurred in these reports that they are treated as one and the same. That's why we feel that when a question is asked of the Commission, what does the Commission recommend for the international community to support the people of South Sudan in combating human rights? I think that question is misplaced. Where do you leave the government of South Sudan if indeed it is the human rights of the people of South Sudan that is the concern of the international community? The government of South Sudan is there to advance, promote, and protect those human rights because that's what the South Sudanese people want them to do, not because there's going to be a report by a commission. However, we still remain committed to engage with the commission, to engage with the international community, and all we ask is that the position we have put forward here should determine the extent to which the mandate of this commission is to last. Thank you.
I thank you, sir, for your remark.